He shook the straw until it was in the most advantageous position, then sat down to gather strength for the climb. The giant was still working. There would be time. Of course there would. Then he stood and tested the straw. Good, he thought. He inhaled quickly. Now to get out of there. He felt at the coil of thread over his right shoulder. Good. He was ready. He began inching up the straw, shinning along it carefully to keep it from sliding over. It sagged even more under his weight. Once it began to slip a little to the side, and he had to stop and, with body jerks, shake it back into position. After a pause, he started climbing again, legs wrapped around the straw, lips drawn back from clenched teeth, eyes looking straight ahead at the dead gray of the cement face. When he got to the top of the step, he'd lower a thread loop and pull up the straw. There would be no stones to prop it on up there, but he'd manage something. Now he was 20 feet up, now 25, now 30, now... A gigantic shape slid over him, blotting the sun from view. He almost fell off the straw. Losing his grip, he spun around to the underside of the straw, arms hugging wildly at a smooth surface. He jerked himself to a halt and found himself looking into the green lantern eyes of the cat. Shock drained breath from him. He felt even more helplessly petrified than when the giant had come down the steps. He clung to the straw, staring at the cat as if hypnotized. The spear-like whiskers twitched. The huge cat edged forward in wary curiosity, belly near the floor, front legs flattened, back slightly arched. Scott felt the warm wind of its breath misting over him, and he almost retched. Unconsciously, he let himself slide down a few inches. There was a liquid rumbling in the cat's throat, and he stopped abruptly, hanging there motionless. The cat's whiskers twitched again. Its breath was sickening. Turning his head from side to side, he saw its protruding side teeth like giant yellow-edged daggers that could pierce his body in an instant. An electric shuddering ran down his back. He slid down the straw a little more. The cat hunched forward. No, his mind screamed. He froze to the quivering straw, heartbeat like a fist pounding at his chest. If he tried to descend, the cat would attack. If he jumped, he'd break a leg and be eaten. Yet he couldn't stay there. His throat contracted with a dry clicking. He hung there impotently under the bland surveillance of the huge cat. When it raised its right paw twitchingly, his breath stopped. In a fascination of absolute horror, he watched the huge gray scythe-clawed paw rise up slowly, coming closer and closer to him. He couldn't move. Unblinking, stark-eyed, he hung there waiting. Just before the paw was going to touch him, everything shook loose at once. "Get out!" he screamed into the cat's face. It jumped back, startled. With a lurch, he flung the straw to the side and it began sliding raspingly along the cement face faster and faster. Not looking at the cat, he hung on till the toppling straw was about 5 feet from the floor, then he leaped. Landing, he twisted himself in a somersault. Behind him, the cat glided forward, growling. "Get up!" his mind shrieked. He found his feet again and lurched forward, falling. As he skidded to his knees, the cat jumped, great paws banging down on each side of him, claw ends raking sparks from the cement. The mouth yawned open, a cave of scimitars and hot winds. Twitching back against the step, Scott felt the thread coil slip off his shoulder. Grabbing it, he flung it deep into the cat's mouth, and it jumped back, spitting and gagging. Pushing off from the step, Scott raced to the hole of stones and dived into a cave. A second after, the cat's paw raked across the spot where he had entered. A cuffed stone rattled away. Scott crawled to the back of the cave and down a side tunnel as the cat scratched wildly at the rocks. "Hey, puss!" Scott stopped abruptly, head cocked as the deep voice thundered. "Hey, what are you after?" asked the voice. Scott heard chuckling like a threat of distant thunder. "Got yourself a mouse in there?" The floor shook as the giant's shoes thudded across it. With an indrawn cry, Scott ran down the sloping tunnel, off into another one, again into yet another, until he skidded to a halt before a blank wall. Then he crouched, shivering and waiting.
"Got yourself a mouse, have you?"
the voice asked. It made Scott's head hurt. He covered up his ears. He still heard the fierce meowing of the cat.
"Well, let's see if we can't find him, Puss," the giant said.
"No." Scott didn't even know he spoke. He shrank against the wall, hearing the boulders being shoved aside by the giant's hand. The sound, a grating, screeching rasp that plunged like a knife into his brain. He pressed both palms against his ears as hard as he could. Suddenly, light speared across him. With a cry, he dived headlong into a newly opened tunnel. Clawing wildly at the air, he fell 7 feet to a hard rock shelf, landing on his side and raking skin off his right arm. In the darkness, a boulder slammed down beside him, tearing skin from the heel of his right hand. He cried out in terror.
"We'll find him, Puss, we'll find him," the giant said.
Light again. With a rasping sob, Scott lurched up and dived into the darkness again. A stone bounced off the floor and knocked him down. He rolled over and up again, running across the floor of the collapsing cavern, mute with panic. Another bouncing rock sent him flailing across the floor to smash head-on into a rock wall. As deeper blackness blotted out his mind, he felt blood trickling warmly down his cheek. His legs went limp, his hands uncurled like flowers dying, and falling rocks reared up a tomb around him.